open your windows for a breath of fresh air.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
And hey, Mac, we're here for you too.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Nayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Byron White.
Welcome, everyone, to the Life Tips Radio Show. We're happy to have you here. My jaw is dropped. I am stunned. I have just heard the fabulous creative piece that that our friends at Webmaster Radio have put together promoting the Wild Wild West version of the Life Tips Radio Show. Wow, that was creative. Stephanie, did you hear that?
Yes, I did, and that was also on last week, but you were at jury duty last week.
I was putting away a criminal last week, which we can talk about today.
I wanted to welcome everybody
to the show today. We're going to take the first part of our show here and invite Stephanie O'Shea, our SEO specialist and star karaoke singer here at LifeTips, which we'll also talk about, to join the show today. We're very excited to have you here, Stephanie. Welcome to our radio show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I had a classic brainstorm, as I always do with the team here. And by the way, we miss Melanie. She's out today and will join us and be back on track with us next week. We hope she's feeling better. We want to take a look at the response that we get from some of our fans out there. And there are just some fantastic websites out there. And Steffi, why don't you kick off this new link segment with some of your fun discoveries over the week of sites that you feel are great and worthy of mention on our show here.
All right. Well, I have a bunch of sites. The first one we could talk about is Instructables.com, and this is a site where people go and they showcase things that they've either, you know, built or made, and they also give pictures and step-by-step instructions so that other people can make the things on their own. So they have a ton of different things on here, from building arts and crafts to building furniture, to putting a stripper pole in your living room, to making, you know, just really fun things. And there's one section on here called Not Liable, and it kind of gives you instructions on doing things that the site doesn't really want to be liable for. So one of them is, how do you open a Coke machine, with step-by-step directions on how to open a Coke machine.
Nice.
But there are some pretty cool things on here. One of my favorites that I found is, Byron, I don't know if you're familiar, but there was this game when I was younger called Guess Who? And two kids sit face-to-face to each other. They're each looking at, you know, maybe 50 people's faces, and you try to guess who the other person is. So you say, do you have brown hair? And if they say no, then you click down everyone's picture with brown hair. Do you have glasses? But anyway, they have make your own Guess Who with pictures of your friends so that you can, you know, it comes probably a lot more fun when you can say, you know, have I ever been arrested? No. And then you can click down every one of your innocent friends or every one of your scandalous friends and play that way.
Now, let's go back to this opening a Coke machine. This is fascinating. When they suggest that they're not liable, aren't they in fact liable, though? I mean, if they're publishing information that is potentially hazardous or harmful or illegal, it's an interesting question.
It's interesting because this is actually user-submitted, and that's a very fine line because it's in the same vein as, can blogs be liable when users post copyright information, or if they post photographs that appeared in a magazine, basically things that information or pictures that belong to someone else. Can the owners of LiveJournal or Blogger or MySpace be held responsible for something like that? So I think this is a long along the same lines. And apparently,
is all the content on the site user generated?
It is all user generated.
Interesting.
So if it says, if you do this and get caught, it's not my fault, don't come after me, and then it gives directions on how do you do it. So.
Wow, sounds fun. Have you actually used it for anything practical, like you've actually gotten some value out of something you didn't know how to do?
I have not personally used it, but there's a bunch of fun and jokey things on here, but there are a bunch of things that certainly anyone could use. How do you make beer? How do you make Thai iced tea? How do you make this kind of baked good? And how do you cook this? Or make a 3D dinosaur birthday cake? So it's pretty cool things, and I know that we were discussing this a while back of introducing educational videos or step-by-step videos on Life Tips. So they're definitely out there, and people are definitely creating these. So
sounds neat. I've got one for you. Let's bounce back and play ping pong with some links. Here's one that is sort of the talk of Silicon Valley these days, Twitter, TWITTER.com. Twitter is sort of a mini blog, I guess is the right way to describe it. And it's very simple in that people sign in and log in and actually answer the simple question, what are you doing basically right now? And I don't know, what are your thoughts on this whole Twitter concept? And I want to show you another Twitter concept that's a mashup of the Twitter concept. But what do you think about that? And you had some news on this with regards to one of the presidential candidates that might be Twittering. Is that the right word for this methodology?
Well, you just brought this site to my attention this past week, so you're ahead of me on Twitter. But I take the bus and the train to work every day, and I read the Metro, which is a short little easy-to-read newspaper. And yesterday they actually had an article on Twitter, and people come to the site, answer the question, what are you doing? And some people are quite literal. They say, I'm typing into Twitter, or I'm sitting at my computer, or I'm eating lunch, or, you know, some people might write something a little more, you know, poetic or abstract, but I believe it's 140 characters that they have to stay under. And John Edwards is on this site, and you know, so he types, you know, about to give a speech or eating breakfast or I just landed in Kentucky or whatever he's doing. And from what I read in the article, I have not been around the site myself, but you could get your group of friends, so when you type, all your friends can keep track of you. So on the main page, anyone in the whole universe can see what someone types, and it keeps refreshing and refreshing, but you could also just type to your group of friends who would actually care to know what you're doing at that very moment.
We are going to clearly make part of your job description just finding goofy sites and exploring them. This is part of your new job description. Let me officially declare this on the air. I think this is
line
great
item
stuff.
Number 55, I think, on the job description. But I'm happy to do it because it's fun.
So let's take a look at Twitter Vision, another mashup of Twitter Vision. And I think this is actually becoming really puts the visualization to the whole concept. So if you go to twittervision.com, T-W-I-T-T-E-R, vision, V-I-S-I-O-N.com, you start to see some of the new Twitters that are flying in from all over the world. And it's just live, on-the-fly posting in this mini blog format that allows people to just make themselves heard, I guess, from anybody that wants to actually sit here long enough to see what's going on. It's probably a bit more fun, don't you think, to follow people around and you know, receive Twitters from people you're following. And but the visualization is cool, don't you think?
This is actually incredible. I didn't look at this until now. So it's basically what looks like a Google map, it is powered by Google.
It's a Google mashup. That's exactly what it is.
And so people have their little icon or their avatar and their username and their short message of what they're doing, and it bounces around not only the U.S. by state, but it bounces around the whole world, different languages, mind you, too.
Right.
So very cool.
Yeah, it's.
I wonder how long
the queue
is.
It really brought to life the power of Twitter, and I think that's what it basically refreshes. If you look at the top part of it, there's 19, 18. I mean, every minute they seem to bring in the new pool of Twitters that have happened. And the coolest part of it is not just seeing what they wrote. You know, here we are on campus, slowly uncrushing myself. You know, here comes another meeting. You know, and so. You know, here's a Spanish entry. So not only are you seeing what people are doing in that exact moment, hence the whole business model, but you see where it's coming from. You know, here's one in Connecticut. I'm in Florida. Bingo, now I'm over in Italy somewhere. It's awesome.
Super zoom in there. I just did like a super zoom, and you could pretty much tell their street address.
Wow.
It will show you that close where they are. So, pretty powerful stuff.
That is scary, but fun. All right, your turn. Bring us another domain name.
I will bring you another domain name after we take a commercial break.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Best of the Web, the Internet's oldest directory, EOTW.org, since 1994. Our editors scour the web finding quality sites, providing users with spam-free resources, relevant information from valuable sites. Submit your site now for a guaranteed review in 3 days or less. For webmasters needing additional exposure, check out our 60-day free trial on category sponsorships, 60 days free advertising. No kidding. And don't forget the Best of the Web's reseller program with the industry's highest commissions, 25% recurring commission on all products and services. Bloggers, make sure to check out the BOTW blog directory and the recently launched volunteer editor program to help build the best blog resource on the web.
Howdy, boys, and you girls, too. I'm here to talk to you about Milnick Media, the best CPA network, period. They sure know how to deliver, and I know something about delivery. Now, you want to get paid? Damn right you do. We'll make sure you get your money. Milnick Media's got support people who know their ass from their elbow. Need a new jet ski? How about one of them newfangled plasma TVs? Well, Cousin Jeremy here will hook you up with our performance rewards program. Email submits, zip submits, ringtones, hell, we got them all. Yeehaw!
Hey there, it's Cousin Jeremy. Get on over to MILLNICmedia.com and we'll have you so happy, you'll be squealing like a pig.
Are your ads managing you? Tired of click fraud and little or no ROI on your pay-per-click search ads? Take control. Reduce your costs and gain valuable traffic with effective flat fee featured listings on over 245 search engines and web directories from the isedn.org, the independent search engine and directory network. Now free yourself from click fraud, bidding, and hassles with low-cost top 10 exposure for less than $4 a month from isedn. So visit isedn.org today. Today and discover how easy it is maximizing your company's online revenue stream with affordable search engine and directory flat fee ads from the isedn.org.
Attention WebmasterRadio.fm loyal listeners and our premium podcasters. If you are experiencing trouble listening or downloading from WebmasterRadio.fm,
you can help us help you.
Click on the news tab of our homepage and look for experiencing connectivity issue. Then follow the simple instructions for filling out an Akamai support ticket. WebmasterRadio.fm is proud to stream our first-class programming by providing multiple listen live links on our homepage via our new content delivery network, Akamai. If you are experiencing trouble listening or downloading from WebmasterRadio.fm, click on the news tab of our homepage now. Help us to keep everyone in the B2B business world connected to WebmasterRadio.fm.
Warning! Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause Webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits. WebmasterRadio.fm.
Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back, everyone, to the show. We've got our guest for the first half hour of the show here, Stephanie O'Shea, on the line from Life Tips, going over some fun festive links. We'll spend about 5 or 10 more minutes talking about a few hot links that we'll spin through rather quickly, whereupon we will then be joined with our guest this afternoon, who is the Phyllis Grissom, the Senior Director of Operations for Fraternity Tri Delta, to chat with us a little bit about the social networking world and how it's working from her perspective, so that will be exciting. But back to you, Stephanie. So what do you have for us? Bring on another hot link.
Another hot link is Zillow.com, and this is actually a real estate website, but it's pretty interesting. So just like on Twitter, it's all done with maps. So if you want to see what kind of houses are for sale in your neighborhood or in your town, you could type in the location, and it will show you a map. It will show you the houses, and it will show you the selling prices. But there are some cool features on this site.
What's the domain name?
Zillow.com, rhymes with pillow.com.
So Z-I-L-L-O?
Yes. O-W.
O-W, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
But one of the really cool features is that if you're thinking about selling your home but you don't really want to put your house on the market yet, you could put your house on Zillow with just the upselling price to test the waters and see what kind of response you get back. So if somebody, if you get a lot of response, it could tell you that the price is right or the price is too low, or so it lets you test the waters before you're going to officially jump in and sell your house. And it also lets you see prices for homes for houses that are not for sale or that have sold recently, so you can kind of spy on your neighbors and see what their homes are worth, or your friends or your family. So that's a pretty cool feature, and that's Zillow.com. Mm. Quickly, I'll go over another site, thethingsiwant.com, and this is kind of like a gift registry, but you can come here, sign up, and list all the things that you want that you found online on online shopping sites, and hopefully you'll give your friends your username, and they'll come here and find out what to get you for your birthday, for your graduation, for your anniversary. But it's very cool because you type up what you want, why you want it, and then a link sends your friends off to the exact place to purchase it. So my friend Jules uses the site all the time, so I always know what Jules wants for a gift.
Do you use this yourself? So if there are any fans out there, they could go in and purchase something for you, Stephanie?
They do. Thethingsiwant.com.
How can I find someone? That's interesting. Do I have to log on?
Right. So maybe I'll make Stephanie O'Shea go there and search on my name, and maybe you can find something that you can purchase for me.
Ooh. Well, hopefully some of your fans out there will do that. I will add that to my list as well. I'm not sure when I'll get to it, but it's on the list.
Excellent.
Here's a quick one for you. This one applies to you. Singshot.com.
Now, Singshot.
S-I-N-G-S-H-O-T. This is an interesting site for the karaoke wannabe, for the American Idol wannabes of the world. How about that as an intro? It allows you to essentially record in your own lip syncing and share your craziness. And remember those two Asians that put lip syncing on the next level of viral marketing. You've seen that video, I'm sure.
I think it was Backstreet Boys.
Exactly.
Yes.
That was just more than a famous piece of internet history there that was really creative. But I thought you'd enjoy this. How about another one for us? For those karaoke lovers, might be an interesting site for you to check out.
All right. Another one for us is A Hamburger Today, and this is another community blog site only for hamburger and cheeseburger lovers. It gives reviews of different burgers that people have had, different burger restaurants, and it gives information about the major chains or just mom-and-pop shops for hamburger lovers. There's a contest on here, pictures taken of hamburgers, and you have to guess basically where they came from, and it's national restaurants and international restaurants, and they have some pretty cool links on here. So the site itself is a hamburgertoday.com, but one of the cool links I found off of it was the Condiment Packet Museum. So you can go there and find the link to that, and it just shows you a huge museum of ketchup packets from different restaurants, mustard, relish, barbecue sauce. So it's kind of like packets through the ages and packets from different restaurants. And if you're looking to waste a little time or entertain yourself, I highly recommend both of these sites.
Here's another site back right at you. Now, we all are, of course, completely dependent in the Internet world on the coders of the world, the developers. But here's one of a real prized possession, CodeMonkey.com. If you want to go to CodeMonkey.com, I'm just going to have a listen to this.
CodeMonkey have boring meeting. Boring manager, Rob. Rob said CodeMonkey very diligent, but his output stinks. His code not functional or elegant. What do CodeMonkey think?
You get the idea. Did you hear that? Okay.
What are you playing for us?
Could you hear it?
I did, but I wasn't
expecting
it. Hopefully,
you could. This is a very, very clever piece of animation that was put together. You can find this on YouTube, and there's a link on my blog, actually, to get to this link. But basically, for the past few years, Jonathan Coltrane has released a song every week on his Think a Week podcast. And basically, one of his songs, which was called Code Monkey, an animator basically put together this animation, which you can find on YouTube, that's really clever and really funny and witty, and everybody should have a listen to it that is either part of the development world and or has friends that are part of the development world. It's a smash hit, and most people in the development community know about it. How about a couple more, and then I know we're going to bring on our guest. Why don't you do one more, and I'll do one myself.
Sure. Well, speaking of YouTube videos, there's a new video out this week. It's actually by Alanis Morissette, and whether you're a fan or not, I think you'll be entertained by this clip. It's actually Alanis Morissette doing a very slow piano version of My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. So it's kind of a very slow, sensual, soft rock version of this hip-hop / R&B dance song with funny lyrics. So that's Alanis Morissette doing My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas on YouTube.
Nice. Here's a final one for everyone, then we'll take a break and get back to our distraction of get away from our link distraction, which is probably bad for all of us in our work ethic. But here's one called wildcard.jp.org. And this site is just, to me, with a background that is a mother who is an artist and a father who is a professor of philosophy, this site just is too much fun to just not know about. So when you go to the site, basically you start moving your cursor around, and swirls are some of my favorites, and the technology sort of brings these images out and just streams them behind your cursor. So if your cursor is sitting in one place, it's just going to stream them. But if you start moving your cursor around, it's going to take the pixels and bring them out. Isn't this fun?
This reminds me of the sparklers on the 4th of July, which are not very legal in Mass, but they're legal in New Hampshire, which is close enough. And you can swirl these around, and it leaves a trail of light behind it. And that's very much what this reminds me of. So this is pretty cool.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff, whoever designed and developed this. We should see if we could get this person on the show to try to learn more about exactly what was on their mind when they put the code together for this site. It's really good stuff. So why don't we take a bit of a break, and then we'll be back with everybody in just a few minutes with our next guest.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Faster than a speeding bullet, it's the super way to pay. It's Fast Transact. Fast Transact is the safe, secure, and fast way to process credit cards, online checks, and gift cards. Find multiple payment gateway and merchant account options to keep your costs down and sales up, up, and away. You can build your business empire in a single bound while Fast Transact fights the never-ending battle to keep payment processing safe and secure. Your quest for an e-commerce solution has found its final destination. Fly over to FastTransact.com today.
It's a no-brainer. Reaching customers everywhere they search is smart business. However, reaching them through web and mobile search, as well as free directory assistance with effective pay-per-call advertising is, well, ingenious. Ingenio Pay-Per-Call delivers highly targeted phone call leads to businesses looking for new customers. And the advertising business only pays for new customer lead. Call 1-800-705-0632 today to ask about your free trial or go to ingenio.com/webradio. That's ingenio.com/webradio. Ingenio. Simply ingenious.
Have you heard that content is king?
Yeah. What's that mean?
I don't even have a clue.
Wonder if that's important.
Important? Search engine optimized web content is essential. Essential for maximizing page rank. Essential for increasing sales. GetWebContent.com is the internet's foremost provider of custom written search engine optimized copy. GetWebContent.com is easy to access and ultra cost effective. Right now, copy is indeed king. And GetWebContent.com is the king of copy. Check it out today.
Captain's log, stardate 8130.3. Starship Enterprise on training mission to Gamma Hydra, Section 14.
Identify for Vetinum scan.
It's Monty Khan.
Khan, you've got Genesis, but you don't have me. You are going to kill me, Khan. You're going to have to come down here.
The masses are starting to get online and get their identities and find new ways to make money in the marketplace, and I think they're all aiming their guns.
You have a tendency to express ideas in military terms, Mr. Khan. This is a social occasion.
Well, they are party animals. They do throw some of the best parties in our industry, that's for sure.
Evaluation, Mr. Spock.
Crude methods, but effective.
We posted our booth up next to a booth that's giving away beer. How appropriate that is for you guys, huh?
Hey, I've taken care of everything. All your got to do, just relax. Doctor's orders.
If I don't see you next week, I'll see you in 2 weeks from now. Same time, same place.
Khan, how do we know you'll keep your word?
I promise you. Be the master of your domain.
Don't incur the wrath of Khan. Listen to Domain Masters, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on webmasterradio.fm. Just getting your feet wet on the internet? Then dive into our stream.
Webmasterradio.fm.
We're the coolest place around. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on Webmasterradio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with yet another guest joining us, Phyllis Grissom, the Senior Director of Operations for Tri Delta Fraternity. Welcome, Phyllis. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome on board to the Life Tip Show. Tell us a
Thank
little
you.
Bit about your role in your role at Tri Delta.
Sure. Actually, you know, some of your listeners may be familiar with sororities, Delta, 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 Can I Help You, Help You, Help You, Saturday Night Live fame. We actually have a national headquarters that's located in Arlington, Texas, and I work here with a staff of about 35 professionals who help maintain the national structure of the organization. And what I do is I work real closely with our volunteers, our staff, and then our elected board to monitor trends that our members are facing and to help make sure that our long-range plans are going to meet the needs of our members in the future. So I basically make sure the right people are in the right places to continue to help our organization grow and stay relevant to our members.
Sounds like quite an organization. And I heard you correctly, there are 30 employees that are part of...
Yeah, we have about between 30 and 35. We have several that are here in the office, but we have a lot that travel. We have 135 chapters in college campuses across the country, and then we have about 350 alumni groups. So these are groups of women who are graduates that meet in their city for... friendship, fellowship, networking, service opportunities, all those kinds of things. So we support the activities of those chapters here in this office.
Tell us how the internet and the web has really changed your whole organization.
Oh my gosh, it's been incredible. You know, we are an organization that's over 115 years old, and so, you know, the web is a relatively new introduction to our realm. But, you know, for a long time we've known that one of the great reasons to join a sorority is the ability to network and, you know, meet with women, get introduced to women who share similar values, who are college educated, who are interested in service, who want to explore leadership development opportunities. What the web has been able to do for us is to help us take that to the next level because those connections are so much more immediate. Our members can email one another. They can, you know, congregate on the web. So for a long time that we've known that people are out there, now they can really access one another almost immediately. We have over 140,000 living members really across the world. And so with the web being and email and all that, being able to connect those members, really as an organization, we feel a lot more connected to our members and to each other.
Tell us a little bit about the challenges that both sororities and fraternities have faced mm-hmm. on colleges, mm-hmm. college campuses, with regards to the, you know, the parties that might get out of hand
right.
and the correlation of, you know, academia versus that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. You know, college students. It's a time in a student's life to learn and experiment and try new things, and I'm sure anyone who's ever spent time on a college campus as a learner knows that, you know, somebody's going to make mistakes. I think the real challenge for fraternities and sororities is that we are a group that has values that are very explicit. You know, we say that we are about things like service, like integrity, like self-sacrifice and friendship. And when our members make mistakes, it looks very public. And it looks it's difficult because we are so explicit about these very high ideals and high values. And so, you know, that's really one of our biggest challenges. And then if you want to throw, you know, the advent of the new technology, particularly things like MySpace and Facebook in there, and students still learning and experimenting with that media, understanding what is appropriate to put online and what is inappropriate to put online, mix all those elements together, and there are definitely some examples of some real mistakes out there. as an organization, we are really focused on the principle of growth and development, and, you know, really being understanding that our students that we work with, you know, make mistakes, but what's important is to, you know, try to regroup, take responsibility, learn a lesson, and, you know, and move on.
Isn't the centerpiece of fraternity, sorority, though, kind of social fun and social connection and, you know, do you know what I mean? I mean, isn't
absolutely.
That what it's supposed to be all about?
Yes,
can you
absolutely.
Preserve that in your world?
We are very much, our key value is friendship and fellowship. And so having an outlet, a place for us, for example, for women to meet one another, to develop friendships, and then also to cultivate an environment for dating and social interaction with, you know, people that are different than you, whether that's with men's groups or with groups that explore racial and ethnic diversity. And really, even in some campuses, we know that our Tri-Delta chapters are mixing with groups that explore different sexual orientations. I mean, there are so many opportunities on the college campus for students to step outside their comfort zone. What's great about Tri-Delta, I think, is that you can do that surrounded by friends. And so that network of support that a sorority sisterhood can provide makes stepping outside of that comfort zone a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Is really the survival of the fraternity sorority scene dependent upon an organization structure like yours? I mean, don't you need to fuel the fire, if you will, and keep the network together, including alumni and support? And how do you fund your organization, by the way? I know I've paid some money to fraternity parties and sorority
yes.
parties as my entrance fee, but I'm thinking that's not going to cut it.
No. Our members, they pay dues. Our collegiate members pay dues on an annual basis. And then a lot of our alumni, those graduates of our chapters, continue to pay dues to the national organization. And then we also have a fundraising arm of the organization, a foundation, if you will, that actively seeks larger, more major gifts from donors who've had great experiences in our organization and that want to ensure that that legacy continues. But most of the money that we get comes from member dues. And really, you know, what they're paying for is access to that network, to those friendships like you talked about, but also in addition to that, the leadership development opportunities, the opportunity to, most chapters are like small businesses. So there are people there who create a budget for the chapter and who collect those dues. There are also people who plan the events and plan the programs. There are people who are responsible for recruiting and integrating new members into the organization. And a lot of these skills can be tracked back to skills that employers are looking for. And so we feel like that's certainly the friendship is the cornerstone of what we're offering. But in addition to that, and for those members who really choose to take it to the next level, there's lots of learning and development opportunities that can be found in a sorority experience.
Are you finding any spinoffs within the social network that you've created of,
oh, yeah.
if you will, websites within your site or
mm-hmm.
microcosms of alumni gathering on their own, and
yes.
how do you handle that?
I mean, most people feel very connected to their own college and university chapter, and so a lot of groups meet around homecoming or in some kind of reunion, and some of those groups are so well organized that they do have have websites or they'll have listservs and those kinds of things, and we actually we want to find those out and recognize those people because they are just a key part of keeping our network alive. At the office, with such a small staff relative to our total membership, we can't keep up with all those groups. And so we're excited to find out when there are volunteers out there, folks who value their experience that want to keep it alive on the local level. And most do so, with a great attitude and a real positive message. So we don't really find a lot of groups out there that detract from, our brand, so to speak. The other thing that we'll see a lot of times is, women getting together for all kinds of things like Bunko, the dice game, or book clubs, or, they're tri-deltas, but then they also share an additional interest like bridge or golf. In fact, there's a group in Cincinnati that's been having a bridge tournament for over 30 years, and they continue to invite new people. They teach them the game, but then they also share their love for our organization. So,
I just want to confirm that I'm, in fact, a very old man here. Stephanie, have you ever heard of Bunko?
I have never heard of that. I did not know what that was.
Oh, really?
Okay, maybe I'm not that old. There's hope here.
Well, actually, Bunko. I mean, I don't know if you all know this, but Bunko, I think, is a really old game, and what. The girlfriends that I know that play Bunko, they laugh because it's kind of a old lady game, like bridge, but it's really experienced kind of a resurgence. It's a fast-paced game. You roll a bunch of dice, and you have to count the numbers, and you get points for whatever you roll. And you move around a lot. So you and women are great at this. They can roll dice, and they can visit it and gossip at the same time. And so, but they get to see all their friends. They get to, roll the dice. But it kind of just really is something that gets them together once a month. They rotate homes and have different themes. And there's a number of, ways to make Bunko work. But maybe it's
more
just
on Bunko later. Let's take a station break, and then we'll come back to some more Bunko here. And
all right.
Stories about sororities, so that'll be fun. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back at everyone.
Life Tips on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Are you getting the most out of your online advertising? Now get more from your media spend with superior real-time targeting and creative optimization technology.
Get more now.
From Casale Media.
Casale Media.
Save big as Casale Media's ad experts place your premium campaigns across the web's hottest properties at the most competitive rates. Want more?
Get more.
Visit CasaleMedia.com/more to request your media kit. Casale Media. Advertising online is better here.
Casale Media. Generating buzz for your company is essential, and now easier than ever with PaperPost, the consumer-generated advertising network. Our powerful network of bloggers at PaperPost will creatively expose your product or service through original link-generated ads and embedding video or audio on their sites. Launch your viral marketing campaigns with confidence and enjoy increased traffic with higher conversion rates only through PaperPost. Visit PaperPost.com and join the revolution.
Enjoying top payouts and unparalleled affiliate support is as easy as XY7.com. Just call 1-866-XY7-PAYS and see how it pays to join XY7 for increased conversions and higher revenue via the newest and hottest ad campaigns.
Call 1-866-XY7-PAYS today
or sign up at XY7.com and find out why thousands of other successful affiliate marketers already know. So don't wait. Call now. 1-866-XY7-PAYS.
That's 1-866-XY7-PAYS.
XY7.com. The only ad network you'll ever need to get paid.
XY7.com.
Incredibly entertaining.
I want to ask you a question that comes with controversy.
Oh, now you're really tapping into it, Byron. See, now you get the chance to ask all the questions that you always wanted to know.
Even better, this is going to be podcast so we can listen and laugh later.
This is one of your favorite things. Keep it simple, stupid. Tiger, Tiger, Tiger.
Yeah, no question. I think it was Tiger, 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 Tiger. He is the name. I mean, he is what golf is resting on right now.
I think he's a great team player. He did buy his wife a new yacht.
Yeah, well, for that team, he's doing well.
Yeah.
Get to know Melanie Nayer on Life Tips.
Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back with Phyllis Grissom, the Senior Director of Operations for TriDelta. Welcome back, Phyllis.
Thanks.
So before we ask you the hard questions of learning about some wild Delta stories from the sorority land, and stories, of course, make the world go round, in my opinion, we'll challenge you on that one.
All right.
Well, tell us a little bit about In Circle, which is a really lovely name, by the way, particularly when you tell the audience about the whole marketing concept behind it.
Yes. Actually, about 18 months ago, we launched, it's really TriDelta's version of Facebook or MySpace, if you will. And what's great about InCircle for our members is that it's the network of TriDelta. So in a sense, they're sort of pre-qualified. There's a level of trust there that you know when you're out on this network, you're going to be interacting with TriDeltas who share the same values that you do, who are interested in the same kinds of things that you are. But again, it's kind of like what I talked about earlier. It's an opportunity for our members to easily reach one another via this network. And I see all kinds of things out there. I'm out there on a real regular basis. It's anything from, I'm a new graduate and I'm moving to a new city and I'd like to know what part of the city I should live in, or I need a roommate, or on up to, I saw somebody the other day that was trying to sell a, you know, a Gucci bag that they had bought and they didn't want anymore. So it really runs the gamut. There's of course, are a lot of people out there networking, seeking internships, seeking jobs, but then there are a lot of our members out there who are looking for someone who's had a similar experience in leadership development, who's college educated, to fill a position in their company. So you'll see a lot of posts out there, you know, I'd like to find someone with the sorority sensibility to, you know, to fill this particular job because I know the training that you got in college from Tri Delta is something that my company is looking for. So we're real excited about it. We have about, you know, 10,000 active users in the network right now, and we're pleased with that. Having just been using it for about 2 years, what's really fun is you can go out there and see who in Tri Delta is the most connected and who has the most friends, and certainly there's a competition for, you know, among those front runners who can have the most friends and be the most connected in the Tri Delta network. So.
Mm. So, if you will, there's a bit of a popularity component to the model.
Oh yeah, well, and there's actually some folks in our organization who, you know, who have worked for Tri Delta and have traveled over the years, or who volunteer, and you know, they have an unfair advantage against most Tri Deltas because, you know, they kind of get to travel around and meet people. They're usually the ones that are up there at the top of the list, but you know, they're also people that that have great jobs, that live in desirable cities that people are trying to get to, and you know, so those factors I think also weigh into their ability to build their networks.
Hmm. Now, when you think of an organization like yours, it's 115 years old, and you enter the web social marketing network. How do you make it hip? How do you make it cool? How do you make it fun and in a must register sort of place?
That's a good question. Certainly, hip and cool and modern is important. But, you know, when I travel and visit with our young alumni, those that are, you know, out of college pretty recently, and those that are getting ready to graduate from college and enter the real world, if you will, you know, I just really find that they're interested in things that have substance. They're interested in furthering their career or interested in, you know, in trying something new. And so I think really for them, the draw is more about the content, and really what we've tried to do with InCircle is to tap into what we know motivates them. And most college graduates are very concerned about finding a good job, you know, making a good salary, living in a, you know, an interesting city where they can meet other people that are, you know, that have similar interests to them. So that's what we've really tried to tap into is to get folks to post jobs on this site, to find other ways for our older alumni, if you will, or those that are a little bit more experienced or have something to offer, to get on there, because I think it's the substance that people are really looking for.
Hmm. Now, have you been able to tap into the web community model? For example, like, do you actually post jobs for your members in cities? Do you have profile pages? Can
yes.
people email one another or connect with one another?
All of that, yes. It's a profile. You start with your profile page. You can put photos there. You can actually link. If you have a blog, you can link your blog to that page. You can post your resume on that page. The other thing that's interesting about, we're partnered with Affinity Circles, which is the sort of the powerhouse behind the InCircle network. And they maintain Tri-Delta's network, but they also maintain networks for other colleges and universities, for other fraternities and sororities, and they've even started to branch out to some corporate networks. And then what they do is they have sort of sold real estate, so to speak, to other entities that want to access our network. And so the job board on InCircle, people from all over, companies from all over the world, and that have job openings will post there, and then our members have access to look at those jobs as well, along with graduates from Stanford, members of other fraternities and sororities and that kind of thing. So that helps a little bit, too, in terms of, you know, getting people excited about the site it's not just jobs that TriDeltas are offering. It's jobs that, you know, companies like Microsoft are offering out there on the site as well.
How do you handle the actual hosting of the site? Like, do you have a hosting provider that takes care of all this for you? Do you have an IT department? How does it work from a practical standpoint?
The beauty of our partnership is that this company, Affinity Circles, they maintain the site. They're constantly adding new features based on our users' feedback and, you know, feedback from other users. So we really rely on them to run that. One of the keys of an organization like ours is forming partnerships with experts in the field. Mm-hmm. So using the staff at Affinity Circles has been the key to the success there. We don't try to do it ourselves.
I know Stephanie. Well, we look forward to hearing about any stories. Do you have any good stats, or there must be something fun or some funny stories. People that have gotten married, connected with one another, or divorced
and found
one another, or pajama party gone bad, or any good stuff for the fans out here that.
Well, I mean, there's definitely 1,000 stories about my sisters, cousins, brothers, fraternity brother, you know, found a job through InCircle. I'm trying to think. There's a couple. Well, you know, I told you about the coach bag, and we always kind of watch those. When we first got InCircle started, and this is probably a life lesson to chalk up to don't try this at home. One of the things that you can do is post a message on InCircle, and you can broadcast it to the entire network. And a woman was, her parents were going to be out of town, and she was going to have a party. And she broadcast this party to, she lived in, let's call it Cincinnati, and she broadcast the party to the whole United States, including members of TriDelta's executive board. And, of course, they were all emailing me saying, who is this woman? And because they had just recently kind of gotten used to using InCircle. Why is she publicizing this party, and where can I get her parents' phone number? Because I need to call them and let them know that she's planning this party.
Was it a good party? Did you happen to go?
Was a lesson learned in terms of, be careful what you put out there, because a lot of people are paying attention online.
What happened in that particular case? Did she have the party?
We actually personally emailed her and let her know that she had broadcast the message to the entire network. And then, also let her know that as a representative of our organization, and particularly on this site, that, that's not necessarily appropriate use of this particular site. And, to, again, in the future, as part of our, commitment to growth and development, we would just ask that you learn from this experience and keep those invitations to those kinds of parties private.
I know Stephanie has some questions. Of course, I would still like to hear the answer of whether she had the party and whether it was like hundreds, if not thousands, of people show up.
Yeah, I suspect she probably did.
Oh, fair enough. Maybe we could have you back as a follow-up to that party
to do some
investigation. But I know Stephanie had some questions for you before we need to chime out today.
All right. Oh, well, you can, hello, Phyllis.
Hi.
You can tell me how my online research is, because I went on and tried to find some notable previous members of your sorority, and you have many actresses and news anchors and, higher education administrators and all that, but some of the more famous names I found on here include Katie Couric.
Yes.
Elizabeth Dole.
That's true.
Farrah Fawcett.
Actually, that is a big myth in TriDelta, and you're not the only person that thinks that. Sometimes when I visit chapters, they'll have a bulletin board with photos of who they believe to be distinguished members. And Farrah Fawcett, she, from what we can tell, she did join our organization briefly for a couple of weeks, but she never was initiated, so she never really was a full member. So kind of a myth that Farrah Fawcett is really a TriDelta.
Well, I actually found that on Wikipedia, which is sometimes known to be incorrect because it's edited by whoever decides they want to edit it. So you might want to go in there and update that information.
That is a great tip. We check on Wikipedia every once in a while. And sometimes, like you said, things do pop up there that aren't quite right.
So, any other celebrities, Phyllis, that would be part of your organization?
If you're a fan, Dancing with the Stars, Lisa Gibbons. She's a Tri-Delta. She's from South Carolina, our South Carolina chapter, and she actually, when she was a senior in college, she won our the highest award that we give to a college graduate, our Sarah Ida Shaw Award. So she's a good one. And I don't know if you're familiar with the pantyhose Spanx.
I am. I looked it up. Sarah Blakely.
I must say I am not.
Yes, Sarah Blakely.
No surprise there.
She's the CEO, owner, founder of Spanx Pantyhose, and she's a Tri-Delta. You might also know her. She's in partnership with Richard Branson and creating a foundation for women leaders with some of the money that she won from his reality television show, The Rebel Billionaire. But we count her as a sister as well. I was trying to think. Who else?
Molly Sims. She's a model actress. And is that correct?
Dixie Carter. She was for the older generation. She was on Designing Women. You might currently know that she's also on Desperate Housewives.
Oh, Dixie Carter.
Uh-huh, Dixie Carter. One. Yeah.
She looks familiar.
She was the role on Desperate Housewives. We've been surprised at how she looks on Desperate Housewives. She looks a lot different in person. She's a beautiful woman. I'm Desperate Housewives. She kind
of
plays.
What are both of your thoughts on the Desperate Housewives shows? Just to go off on a tangent for about 30 seconds here.
There are times when I watch it when I really like it, and then there are times when it is so outrageous I think I'm going to quit watching this show. But they always seem to rope me back in. It's definitely a guilty pleasure.
How about you, Stephanie?
My quick thought is that I have never seen Desperate Housewives because it conflicts with Family Guy, so unless they switch the time, so I have to watch my cartoons.
We like Family Guy at my house, too.
Very good.
It's been really a pleasure having you on the show today, Phyllis. It's
thanks for having me.
There are a lot of webmasters that are really into building social networks and it sounds to me like you've got quite an organization there that you're helping to move forward.
We are trying.
So thank you very much for joining being a guest on the show today, and you too, Stephanie.
You.
Thanks for the links earlier on the show. And until next week, everyone, enjoy yourself and make your life better in one way, shape, or form. And we'll see you next week.